going for one win today because Brooke lost yesterday.
Oh, no.
But you know what they say, Brooke? If you get knocked off the horse, you pull out your cell phone and you call your lawyer and you sue whoever owns that horse.
Yeah.
I've never heard that one.
No, that's Brooke's MO. She's all about lawyers and money.
Yeah. That was from the Old West.
And that she's going to bring that fire today. Yeah. You're going to need it because you're playing Mike from Castle Rock, who producer Boyd says has been amped, just screaming, jumping around, ready to take you down on the other line. Isn't that right, Mike?
That's right.
Oh, man. Yeah. He's coming with a fire today, Mike.
That's right. Apparently, Brooke smoked you last time you guys played. You passed on every question. Is that right?
Yeah, I think you all said it was the first time it's ever happened.
Yeah.
Has that been haunting you for a while, Mike?
Yes, it has.
Yeah, okay.
You can still feel free to pass in this one, but be conscious of it. You
what
have
if,
to answer
what
eventually.
What if the answers are pass in everyone?
Uh-oh.
What do you call the road that goes over a mountain?
Uh-oh, it's a pass.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Could be the most intense game of win Brooks Bucks ever.
You're both just pass.
All right, let's send Brooke out of the studio. While that happens, Mike, you know how the game's played. You have 30 seconds to answer as many questions as you can. If you don't know one, you can say the magic word.
There
yeah,
it is.
He knows it. Or you can throw out a guess. That might be a little more useful. Anyway, you only have 30 seconds. You ready to do this, Mike?
Yep.
Okay, here we go. Good luck. Your time starts now. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City from what country?
Germany.
What Japanese word translates to bean curd in English?
Pass.
Which company manufactures Pentium chips for computers?
IBM.
The famous Hope Diamond is what color?
Red.
What is the name of the hunter who's Bugs Bunny's archenemy?
Elmer Fudd.
Here we
go. All right. Answers are in. Right, well done, Mike. We're bringing Brooke back into the studio. And obviously you've listened to the show before, so what's your favorite part of listening?
I like Win Brooks Bucks.
Hey, okay.
Shocking answer.
Yeah. Okay, is that because you can't think of any other segments, Mike? Is that the problem?
I like all the segments.
Yeah.
Good answer. Yeah. I like it.
I like all the funny parts you guys do.
Yeah, pass. Okay. Brooke, here we go. Your time starts now. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City from what country?
France.
What Japanese word translates to bean curd in English?
Soy.
Which company manufactures Pentium chips for computers?
IBM.
The famous Hope Diamond is what color?
Blue.
What's the name of the hunter who is Bugs Bunny's arch enemy?
Elmer Fudd.
In North America, what is the largest animal in the rodent family?
Oh, gosh. Squirrel.
All right. Got our answers in. Time to go to the scoreboard, find out how you both did. With Jose.
Oh, geez, look at the butt on that. Yeah. He must work out.
Bolaños.
Mike, you got one correct today.
Oh, Mike. Babe, better than last time,
yes,
Mike.
Yeah, big improvement.
I think you only passed once.
Okay.
So yeah, he gave us answers. And Brooke.
Yeah.
You got three.
Sorry about that, Mike.
Small improvements, Mike.
It's all right. I'm headed in the right direction.
Let's go over the answers for everybody. On this day in 1885, the Statue of Liberty arrived in New York City from France. The Japanese word that translates to bean curd is tofu.
Ah, dang it. That makes sense.
Pentium chips for computers are manufactured by Intel.
Oh.
The famous Hope Diamond is the color blue. It weighs 45 pounds, and it's worth an estimated $350 million.
Oh, we should steal it, guys. I just got
no
this.
No one would notice.
Or as Brooke calls it, chum change.
Yeah.
Bugs Bunny's arch enemy hunter is named Elmer Fudd, and in North America, the largest animal rodent is the beaver.
I knew that.
I know. You ate it last night after you picked one off the road. All right.
Family recipe.
Yeah.
So, Mike, I'm sorry. No cash today. But just for playing, you do get a $25 Arco Gas gift card. You can spend it on gas, snacks, or air fresheners. But just remember, huffing fumes is always free.
No, we're not encouraging
Doesn't
that.
Cost you any money.
No.
The medical
Jeffrey.
Bills might cost you later.
Yeah.
But we just love that sweet, sweet gasoline smell, don't
Fresh
we?
Gas in the
I do not.
Awesome.
All right, Mike. You enjoy that. We'll be back to play Win Brooks Bucks same time tomorrow.